Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, we are back. Welcome to a last-minute breaking news, crazy, excuse me, another edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the man who chose to work in slavery of Blog Talk Radio. I am the Hot Rod, and on the phone line, I have the one, the only, who's picking cotton on the plantation right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. It's Sean Black at the building once again. How's everybody doing?
And on the other line, I have Master Tisha on the line. Master, how you doing, Master Tisha?
I'm good. I'm freeing all the slaves tonight.
Oh, man. That's probably going to be the only time we laugh during this entire first part of the show. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Speak for yourself. I will be dying laughing tonight for the next 30 minutes or so. Well, if anyone out there listening to us right now, the number is 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. The world is already pissed off, for the most part, due to one man. Should we talk about Kanye West? Sean Black and Tisha?
Hmm. Yeah, let's go.
We might as well.
Well, before we get to that, Sean Black have a plug to do.
Yes, and that plug is once again for our friend Max, who calls in periodically. He has a blog that he puts on with his thoughts, and it's called Real Topics with Lewis. Does a great show, and he gets positive thoughts as far as what he wants to do with certain things and where he goes. And it's at realissues.blogspot.com. Those real issues, very good. He has very good positive things to say about certain topics: fatherhood, making money. What you should do if you're looking, if you're dating, those kinds of things, those kinds of topics, and he gets his own personal spin on it. So for those that want to check that out, and you can leave comments on that particular site, it's realissues.blogspot.com, and check that out. Very good.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, now on to Kanye West. Yes, on Monday Night Show, we did talk about Kanye West supporting Donald Trump, but apparently he's still on the feed right now, pissed a lot of people off. He did a great interview, as Tisha and I agreed last night, and we discussed it. He did an interview with Charmaine the God, a radio personality, on YouTube or some type of social media for an hour and a half. Great interview between the two, even though it was recorded like maybe a few weeks ago. But the breaking
a month
news
ago.
About,
mm-hmm.
A month ago, thank you. But the breaking news is when he went to the TMZ office to do TMZ Live, he did, you know, he did the interview there, but what he said got people all wild up, all crazy, all upset with Kanye West. He said, and I quote, "When you hear about slavery for 400 years, 400 years, question mark, he said, that sounds like a choice. You was there for 400 years, and it is all of y'all. We are mentally imprisoned." After that statement, a TMZ staff member, I forgot, I don't know his name, went off on Kanye West, where he was very upset about that statement. Let's get right to it. I know Sean Black, you texted me last night, he's a buffoon, blah, blah, blah. Do you still call him buffoon? And were you upset about that statement? And this is another part of his career suicide.
Okay, the person that you're talking about that responded to him, his name is Van Lathan. He's a staffer on TMZ staff. You usually see him in the back joking around with his own sense of humor on certain topics. But this one, he basically had to go out, and I'm a hockey fan. If you'll understand the term body checking somebody, he basically had to body check Kanye West and let him know exactly what was going on. Okay. I can attack this in certain many different ways. I know Hot Rod has got his own idea behind what he thinks is happening. I know Tisha's going to probably have her own idea.
Can you get to the point, please?
I'll get to that point. For somebody in the African-American community who knows the history of what blacks have gone through, and I'm not going to go through all of the history, et cetera, but to know exactly what the African-American community has gone through and to say such blasphemous, ignorant stupidity, first of all, it's factually inaccurate. And number two, slavery was never a choice, not for the victims that were there, not for the African-Americans that were there. And to say something that blatantly hurtful and be completely oblivious to the tone in which was set, as we stated before, like we talked about on the last show, Kanye reaches so many different people because of all of the following that he has and all of the people that are out there. The fact remains that if he can open his mouth and say what he said in the tone that he said shows, one, he knows nothing of what he's speaking of. Two, he seemingly has some sort of God complex if he really thinks that he is above everything and all critiquing. But also the sad part about it is, after he said what he said, and Van Lathan basically jumped down his throat about what he said, he actually looked like he was shocked at what he said was as hurtfully or was taken the way it was. And when you're talking about teaming up or representing yourself with the President of the United States, which we talked about last on our last show, where you're teaming up with Donald Trump, who most of your audience, Kanye West, for the most part, disenfranchises themselves away from, doesn't care for Donald Trump or anything he represents, and then you go out and say these kinds of statements, it's irresponsible, it is hurtful, it is not factual, and it is also potentially career suicide. Hopefully he's not doing it to sell a record, because if he is, and this is some sort of calculated thing that he's doing, that's actually worse. And I don't think he's that smart to do something like that to make himself bigger and better in a broad scheme of trying to sell something. It's ridiculous and disgusting, and he has to be taken to task for it.
Ooh, wow, very touchy. Straight to the point. I like it, but very touchy. I applaud you for that. Tisha, can we continue from last night's discussion, but go ahead.
I'll start off with the TMZ issue. First of all, what he said was blasphemy. He has to understand that slavery, that was real. Just like how the slaves were trying to get away from it, they did run, they got lynched, and so forth. So it's not something that they chose to do, because slaves were escaping. If he knows his history, he might want to go back to the books. And from him being from Chicago, it kind of really hurts me for him to say something like that with seeing what Chicago is going through at this time. So we go from slavery to segregation to police violence, and nobody sees this as a continuation of certain things that blacks are going to continuously go through. So for him to say that, I thought that was very ignorant of him.
Uh-huh.
Now, TMZ shows one thing, and they forgot to show you the part when he said that he doesn't feel like being controlled. He said that right after the 400 years of slavery, in an example of talking about being controlled. Okay, bad example that he gave, he said what he said. Now, when you watch Charlamagne's interview from a month ago, his hair is blonde and everything on TMZ. He already cut his hair, okay? And I'm going to discuss that because I want to say real quick, with strategic marketing comes apparent. So you do one interview a month ago, and you genuinely open with Charlamagne on all different levels, where he spoke about he was hooked on opioids, and he didn't want to tell Charlamagne what drugs he's using right now, but obviously he said he's not using them right, because obviously he's scared and paranoid that he got hooked on the opioids, where he was supposed to just take two, and then he started taking four. So he doesn't want to tell him about the drugs that he's taking now to get off of that, because he's actually taking those incorrectly, according to TMZ today. So I'm looking at it, you're so open a month ago with Charlamagne. Then you go talk about Donald Trump. Remember, Donald Trump is trying to fight the opioids crisis. So he could be rooting for Donald Trump because of that. We don't know their conversation and so forth. There's a lot of people that turn from Democrat to independent or from Democrat to Republican. So we really don't know what's going on with you know, Kanye and everything that's going on with him. But what I feel like, he's going through depression. He's going through depression from his mom. He's going through depression. He's open about he had liposuction. I didn't even know that. And it was for us not to think that he was fat and so forth. He obviously had certain insecurities. The timing of this is perfect if you're going to do marketing and get your sales out, get people who haven't been talking about you for a while to be talking to you and about you, because he's going to get the interviews and so forth. He's going to boost sales before the album comes out. People are going to quickly, who didn't even know him before, are going to download that first single because they want to know more. They want to hear more ignorant rants. It will sell. Gossip will sell. People
okay,
have to stick to, you know, the facts.
And the craziest part about the whole thing is that his mother, who passed away, Donda West, was an English professor in Atlanta. So if you would enter history, anything that he opened his mouth about and said, you would have thought was taught through his mother and would stay in his brain. But not knowing what he's going through, what he isn't on, who knows where he's at right now.
Okay, excuse me. I have a new caller, 612-407. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. If I could just say quickly, I think what Kanye pretty much revealed is this idea of thought policing that we see from especially those who have more of a liberal-leaning, you know, political ideology, that they feel like they have a right to say or claim that certain minorities, in this case black people, have to have a certain ideology, a certain worldview. And I just think this idea is just in itself is un-American. I mean, we live in a country that's supposed to be based on the idea of freedom of thought, freedom of expression, freedom of whatever political affiliation you want to have. And so the idea that him being controversial just shows where this country is now versus where it used to be.
So you agree with the statement that Kanye West is saying?
No, I don't agree with most of the things he said, but I'm just saying the principle that he can still express whatever views he wants and that people are coming at him like it's illegal for him to be a Republican or to support Trump or whatever views he's expressing. It's like, nah, man, this is America. He can do whatever he wants. It doesn't matter, especially in his case. He's already got his money, so why are you worried about it?
I don't think that I don't personally think that's the issue. I think what most people are looking at as far as you can have whatever view of any thought process, religion, etc. you want. But what Kanye, from the comment that he made and the comments that came afterwards, is getting into a dangerous area from the sense that he is, as I said before, he has millions of followers, Twitter, all the people listen to his music and buy his merchandise. A lot of the people that are in his market are young, with money, that can spend, have disposable income, that can go and buy a lot of things. What he is saying is goes against what is actually out there. If he was trying to articulate a point from his, what he calls it, free thought, if that was where he was going, he didn't communicate it in the right way, if that's where he was going. If he sincerely believes, based on the comments that he said, what he said verbatim was what he meant, then there is something very fundamentally wrong, because there are still laws on the docket that are all about the slavery that has happened. From the first 1619, when the first slaves set foot in America, African Americans and other minorities had to go through all kinds of systematic slave mentality as far as getting things going through, jumping through hoops to get to what they want. Look how long it took before blacks were able to vote or to learn something. So to say that comment and say it was a choice, irregardless of what he meant, even though he has the freedom in this country to say what he would like and view anything of how he would like to view it, is a dangerous thing for him to say in this climate today.
Well, and that, and to the reference to the caller, I'm sorry, where are you calling from, caller? 612?
I'm calling from Indiana.
Indiana, all right, thank you. I understand what you're saying. Thank you for calling in. But to Sean Black, I believe in the court, Kanye West has the right to say what he wants to say, whether you agree with it or not. What happened to freedom of expression overall?
Oh, nobody's disputing
I'm
that.
Like, no. But my thing is overall, I'm like, I understand what everybody's saying. What is the big deal of what Kanye West said? If I have to say something all the time. You guys know me very well. I say something all the time to piss people off. I say stuff on social media that piss people off. People delete me on social media. But in the end, do I really care? No. In the end, does Kanye West care? No. Is he still going to make his money? Yes. Like Tisha said, no matter what, how you feel, or no matter what people think about Kanye or what he said and what the jokes, guess what? In the end, he going to make his record sales. To me, it's more like a publicity stunt, if anything. And people do not understand. And this is what Tisha and I discussed last night. Also, and I totally agree with Tisha, and maybe y'all guys might agree. We don't know the whole story because what was shown was the edited version of the interview from TMZ. The TMZ interview was 30 minutes. They only show us the negative part of what happened. That was only a minute and a half. Imagine that. We don't know it was edited into that. We saw Kanye West say what he had to say, and we saw the reaction of the call of the staff. Can you imagine if people had listened to the interview itself? Maybe they have a different aspect of it. We don't know. But once again, people focus too much on the negative of anything. But like Tisha said, negative sells, and that's how Kanye West will make his money. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and also, you know, it's up to you whether you want to buy this album that's coming out or do your laundry money with it.
That's where the
and that's
real
another
power
thing.
Comes from.
You have to focus on your house. I don't care what he said. He said it already. The news media wants to broadcast it 24/7. It's up to me. I could just turn the channel. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm trying to focus on paying bills.
But this is a mental prison that Kanye West is referring to. It's like, yes, the girl from Indiana is right. Sean is right. You're right. You don't have to buy it if you don't want to. But too many millions of people are too busy focusing on it. We have other problems in the world. One guy said one expression, and the whole world going crazy, while Puerto Rico have no power, Flint, Michigan have a water problem, Donald Trump is trying to get us blown up,
They call it having first world problems, man. It's just that Americans live in the time with the greatest amount of opportunity and freedom and the highest standard of living that has ever existed in the history of mankind. And so when you live in the quote-unquote lamp of luxury, you got to create problems in order to justify your existence, to try to justify the idea that you quote-unquote have it bad or you're in some type of bad situation, which is what Americans try to do. And it's sad, man, because what do Americans actually have to complain about? When 75% of the 7 billion people on the planet live off of less than $200 a month in income, that don't have clean running water, that don't have electricity, that don't have the most basic sanitation type things that we have access to health care, any of that. But Americans live in a land where you can go and do just about anything and you have more economic opportunity than anyone else has ever even seen ever. Not just now. I'm talking about since the beginning of civilization. But Americans don't have that perspective, and so because of that, you have this warped view of the world, man. You don't compare yourself to the majority of human beings that have lived. You compare yourself to the top 1% that are in this country economically, and then you say, oh, we got it bad. Oh, we're oppressed. Why? Because there was a case of police brutality the other day. You have no idea what oppression is. Americans don't even know what poverty is. You don't have no clue. Your idea of oppression and poverty is a joke to the rest of the world. And sad cases, Americans have become softer than toilet paper. It's unbelievable, man.
What about the people in Detroit? And Detroit is a mess right now. Chicago is a war zone. What do you say about
Chicago?
Like
Chicago is not a war zone. Okay, Aleppo is a war zone. Chicago is just a bunch of young kids with guns running around playing, trying to be, you know, Pablo Escobar. That's not a war
zone.
Okay,
we say that, and it's our country, so why don't we handle those guns and get those guns out of that community if that's the case? Listen, we can't take one issue that's similar to the other and say that one is above the other. We can't do that because both of it is wrong. No matter what country, what state it's coming from, it's both wrong. It's the same issue, though.
And for those that don't think – well,
one is a geopolitical struggle.
Excuse me, Sean. I'm going to give you Indiana first.
Sure.
Go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say one is a geopolitical struggle. The other one is people choosing to engage in a criminal lifestyle because there's a culture that promotes that. That's what it comes down to. The reason you got a lot of young people, especially in Chicago, who get involved in gangs, drug dealing, shooting up one another, is because there's a culture around them that promotes it and makes it look ideal, that makes it look cool. It's cool to be a thug. It's cool to be a gangbanger. It's cool to be a drug dealer.
But who put the guns in their hand? Why aren't we doing legislation then for Chicago first?
Chicago has the strictest gun ban in the country. Banning guns doesn't mean anything because there's something called the black market where you could buy guns. Like in the country of Mexico. Mexico has a total gun ban. It's illegal to own a gun in Mexico. But their gun murder rate is 3 times higher than it is in America. Now, how do you think that happened? Because there's something called the black market. So you could pass, you could ban the Second Amendment tomorrow. That's not going to get guns off the street. And that's not going to stop somebody from pulling the trigger. Because the issue is not the gun. The issue is the young kids who want to go out there, and because they got a beef with somebody, they have no problem pulling a gun at somebody and shooting them. That's the issue at hand here.
All right, before I go to K-Dog, I'm going back to Sean. What do you need to say first, Sean?
What? For those that think, and I thank you for calling up on the show with your side of what you're feeling as far as your opinion on the situation. My thought process is for those that feel that oppression isn't the same in the United States as it may be in other countries, depending on what you would consider oppression, you could ask any number of people that are in the African-American community or that are minorities that go through the systematic oppression or the systematic things that happen within their community, like a 14-year-old getting shot at because he's trying to just be, he gets off of a school bus, doesn't know where he is, and because of that old mindset of the African-American is going to come in and rob my house or do something negative, I have to first think about defending my property by trying to shoot him. The same ones that are the ones that are inside of a Starbucks that are going to get arrested for just being there. Or the woman that was inside of a Waffle House asking for plastic utensils, being thrown to the ground and having her blouse ripped off because they thought she was doing something negative. So for those people that think that oppression may not be the same as being in a quote-unquote third world country, all you have to do is turn on the local news and see those examples and many, many more that either are or aren't talked about, and then ask those family members of those people related if there is no oppression or if the oppression is not the same as other countries.
Yeah, it's not the same. Even the examples you brought up prove my point. The fact that you brought up the Starbucks situation is a perfect example of that. There you got two brothers that are in a building or in a business that basically says they have a public restroom that's not made available to non-paying customers. Now, they're sitting there in someone's business, not buying anything, just loitering around there. The people in that business have a right to tell you to get out of there. Now, they request them to leave. They said no. It got to the point where the police had to be called. That right there is when you're just being dumb. That's the difference. Oppression is when you want to talk about oppression.
Oppression is when you're an innocent person
who actually is getting attacked, who didn't put yourself in a position to be attacked. Like, take a lot of police brutality cases. Most of them involve somebody who's, number one, being noncompliant and resisting arrest. That's why most people I meet have never gotten a physical altercation with the police, because only a dumb person would even allow the situation to escalate to that point. But that's today's society. I don't understand people don't see that. But that's not oppression.
Okay.
That's just you're being an idiot. That's the difference.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Tisha. I have to give it to K-Dog.
No, I just wanted to say, obviously, they were not being an idiot. If they found out that the police were wrongfully called for that situation and Starbucks is going to be closing all of their stores on May 29th, I believe it is, to train employees better for situations like that not to happen again.
Okay, K-Dog.
That's just because of the backlash in social media and COVID. The principle was, they requested them to either buy something or leave. Any business can do that. Most mom and pops, that's the policy they always have. But these guys, first of all, didn't even have the common decency to say, okay, either we're going to buy something or we'll just head out. They stayed there and then waited for the cops to come and the cops to escort them out. that's just.
But why should they? If Starbucks was that welcoming company when they first were built, if you look back at it, when they first were built, they were just like Barnes and Nobles. You can come in there and have a seat, read a book, and may not purchase the book. So let's stop right there.
And it was already that same opportunity wasn't afforded to the white people that were in there as well. And they made it so when they actually brought the police there and they were on camera.
All right, hold on. I got to give the K-Dog. He's been waiting for a while. I don't want to get in trouble. K-Dog, take it away before you lose your turn.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Well,
in watching the interview with Kanye and also his outburst at the TMZ office where he was telling people everybody.
Correction, K-Dog. It wasn't an outburst. It wasn't an outburst. But continue.
Well, they call it that, an outburst. But however, by him saying that 400 years of slavery was a choice was a pretty idiotic thing to say, because how can you say it was a choice when people were brought here in chains and were forced to be cheap labor for 400 years? That makes no kind of sense. That means that you have a lack of knowledge of history. And what you need to do is that pick up your history books and read about it. Do some research.
So, Kato, you upset with the statement overall?
It doesn't shock me, because let me tell you something about Kanye West. Kanye West is going to do whatever Kanye West does. And that
is
to bring controversy.
But my question is, were you upset? Not that you were shocked. Were you upset?
Well, yeah, I was upset. I'm
but
sitting there like,
why are you upset? But why are you upset?
You think he actually meant it?
Well, like I said, you know, if you're not...
I'm sorry, Kato. What did you say? Are you upset? Why are you upset with Kanye West's statement?
Well, Kanye West's statement was the wrong thing to say. You can't say
but
that.
Why?
It was a choice.
But why? But why?
Why? I'm telling you
why. Why are you
it
upset?
Was...
No. You're not explaining to me fully, my friend, why you upset. I understand why the world upset, but why you took it to heart with what Kanye West said. Yes, I know it's stupid. But why do you think overall you're upset?
You have to understand something. The history of the black people in this country, you know, to understand that, you have to understand what was the damages of slavery. And it wasn't a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I said, it was not a choice, because there were many slaves who attempted to revolt, who attempted to escape, and they were killed because of that. And even while they were transporting the slaves, many slaves were thrown overboard if they got sick, or if they, and many of them chose death rather than being captives.
Okay.
But
he's
not asking you that. He's not asking you whether or not the statement he made was right or wrong. We all know the statement's right.
I understand.
The issue he's asking you is why are you upset about it?
I understand what he's asking me, and I'm giving an answer.
Well, I'm sorry, Kato. I have to agree with him. You're not giving me the answer I'm looking for. Sean, do you understand what I mean? Maybe try to explain what Kato's trying to tell me, why he's upset.
I think he's upset just on the basis of what he's saying is so hurtful to the African-American community. It's one thing if Kanye was saying something based on some facts that he was backing up his point, that's one thing. But I guess for K-Dog, if what's upsetting him is the fact that if you're black and you say something about slavery, then there's something wrong with you per se. I think is that where you're coming from, K-Dog?
Yeah, that's what I'm coming from, because, you know, if you're going to say something like that, that means that you're not thinking before you speak. You know, say something like,
Do you think that maybe he just said that because it was going to be controversial and he's just doing all this to generate attention and hype for his upcoming album?
Yeah.
You think that maybe
that's what I think it is. Yes.
I think that's
exactly
what it is.
Like I said before, Kanye is going to do whatever Kanye does, and that is
to
bring controversy.
There was
that's
one little statement
does
that Kanye made briefly about Harriet Tubman being on a $20 bill. And was asked why during that Charlamagne Tha God interview. And he basically said, because it's happened so long ago, she's basically irrelevant. We keep talking about slavery. We keep talking about this. Michael Jordan should be on the $20 bill as opposed to Harriet Tubman. there were a lot of things that you stated over in these last few days of doing interviews that have been brought up that really makes you question certain things that are in his mind. And the only person that can give you the true answer to that or why he's thinking that way is to ask Kanye himself.
Okay, right. So Sean Black and K-Dog, you guys know me for 400 years. If I came up to you and told you the same exact statement, given the truth now, the same exact statement that Kanye West said, what would be your reaction or what would be your statement to me, first K-Dog?
First off, I'd have to ask you, where did you get your information from? And what you need to do is learn your history. And how could you say something like that? There is no choice when it comes to slavery.
But do I have my right to say what's on my mind, what's in my heart,
you
or
have
whatever?
A right.
Whether
you have,
you like,
everybody has a right to the, everybody has a right to their own opinion.
But you know,
just
me
like you have a right to your own opinion,
but
I also have a right.
I also have a right
to challenge your opinion.
Yeah, that's what we do. Understand? But you could take me a little bit more personally because you know we know each other, right? So
right.
I understand you get upset with that. But with Kanye and other people, when they say statements like that, why do you think overall people take attack to it? But in the end, Kanye West don't care what we think or what the public thinks.
No, of course. He's gonna do what he does best because that's all he does. That's who Kanye West is.
As I've stated before, freedom of speech does not preclude you from freedom of consequence. And when
exactly.
you have Twitter and you have all of these social media accounts and you have such following that he has and the influence he has on younger people, for him to say something like that and not expect a backlash, either he didn't understand the brevity of what he said or, like you said, he didn't care. I personally believe that he cares to a point. Because after the interview that he did at TMZ and he allowed Van Lathan to get back on him, he kind of was taken aback, like, wow, I didn't realize I hurt you. And he says certain things, and this has been kind of like a pattern with the Taylor Swift stuff. He went out and did his lashing out, and then Taylor Swift said something back to him, and then he was like, oh, I didn't realize what I said was so hurtful.
But
this
course,
seems
okay.
to be the pattern.
Yeah,
and he also gave Van a hug at the end. He also came up to him and went, before approaching Van, hold on, and Van is an African-American man. He said, are you going to hit me on TMZ? He's looking like Van's like, I'm not going to hit you on TMZ. Like, where's this coming from? You understand what I'm saying? And then he goes up to him and gives him a hug. I don't understand. Why would you think Van is going to hit you?
And the thing that I like about what Van said was he addressed the situation without attacking Kanye. He said it from an eloquent perspective and said his piece without attacking Kanye for having his opinion of what he said. He didn't agree with the comment, and he talked about the consequences of that comment, of how it felt to him, but he didn't attack Kanye himself, and that's the reason why it came across so eloquently.
And you know what I liked, what Van's response to him was very – he was very direct. He didn't beat around the bush.
Some of you guys fail to realize controversy creates cash. Sean and I, we've been arguing on the show for over a year about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is this. Donald Trump say that. Donald Trump is this. Donald Trump is not going to win. Well, who is your president of the United States right now? Donald Trump, right? So once again, if Donald Trump knew what he was talking about, the fact that it somewhat worked, so do not be surprised that with Kanye West, with all the stuff that's going on right now, it works for him. Whether you agree with it or not, in the end, you do what works for your business. Kanye West, like I told people, is a genius. He has problems. He has a mental disorder. He has a mental illness. He's a bipolar. You can say what you want. But in the end, look at us still talking about Kanye West right now. To me, that is amazing. Indiana, what do you have to say?
No, I said that's the perfect point. I mean, if you look at, I don't know if you guys know who LeVar Ball is, the father of Lonzo Ball.
Of course.
Yeah.
He adopted the same strategy, and he made all these controversial statements, and most of them he knew he was talking BS, but look what it did. It got him tons of free publicity. I mean, he was the leading story on SportsCenter, on Fox Sports, on all the talk shows, and he got free advertising for his business. And so, you know, I think a lot of people saw what Trump did in the last election and realized that, you know, all publicity is good publicity, even if it's negative, as long as they're mentioning your name and whatever brand you're trying to promote or whatever campaign you're running, that it'll work. So I think Kanye saw the same thing and figured, let me give it a shot.
So this is just
called strategic
marketing,
and this is what sells, and this is what brings in money, marketing.
And like Tisha brought up to me last night, it's funny how something positive, like the interview, no one did not talk about it, but take that 1 minute of negative, of bad publicity, the whole world's talking about it. It's like,
you know the reason why?
Hold on,
I'm not done yet, sir.
I did not say I was done yet. When I'm done, then you could talk. Thank you so much.
Oh, you speak your mind, and then I'll still give you a rebuttal on that. But you go in ahead.
But feel free to kiss my black ass when you're done. Like I was saying,
journalism.
Journalism is not what it used to be anymore. People don't want to report the facts anymore. People don't want to tell it like it is anymore, like we do. People just do opinions. People just do negatives. So God forbid someone's having a nice day, we know all about it. But the minute someone, the guy from Indiana, Sean Black, Kato, Tisha, or me have a bad day, all hell breaks loose. Now you can talk, Sean.
Okay.
Like I was saying,
thank
Sean
you
Black,
very much.
Like
thank
I was saying,
you
Sean
much.
Black. Go ahead.
What ends up happening in a lot of these instances, like you said before, with anybody that says something positive, nobody, I think that the mindset that most people have of Kanye West, especially over the last few years, is that he doesn't have anything interesting to say if it is positive in general. Because most of the time when he does say something, unless he's talking about his kids or about some of the charity that he's done, nothing positive comes out because of who he's surrounded with. He's married to a Kardashian, and he has children with a Kardashian, and everything around them swirls in overall negativity for a lot of people. So I think that's the reason why it didn't touch anything. It's like, oh, it's a normal Kanye interview. He's not going to say anything different, so why should we pay attention? Until he says what he says. Now, if he's doing that on purpose to get attention, there's something wrong.
It worked
because we're talking about him now. But I do not believe firmly that this was a purposeful ideology that he brought out to try to get people to talk about Kanye West.
It actually is, Sean.
It is, Sean.
You know when it will come out? When that album comes out. It always shows in his sales. He did the same thing when he was promoting the Yeezys. Everybody went out and bought bootleg Yeezys. This is what strategic marketing is. He's going to make those numbers.
Because you know what? It's been known. Controversy sells. That's all I got to say.
It's a weird night that I'm agreeing with Tisha all night long. You know tonight is weird. So, Sean, your hand is against up the wall. For one more statement, I'd like to ask to the gentleman from Indiana, excuse me. What is your intake about Donald Trump overall and with Kanye West? Do you see a connection, and how do you feel about Donald Trump in general?
Well, I mean, when it comes to Donald Trump, I think his personality and how he conducts himself is horrible. But I think a lot of his policies are actually good, especially when how he looks at trade, how he looks at taxes, his general stance on the economy. I think he's positive for the country. And I think the country would make a great mistake of approaching the presidency like you approach American Idol and treating it based on whether you like somebody or not. Because Obama was clearly a more likable person. He was more charismatic, more articulate. He was a lot smarter in a lot of cases. He was more, quote-unquote, statesman and all that, but his policies were absolute trash. They were garbage. His economic policies were terrible. He was for NAFTA. He was for TPP. So, you know, my thing is I look at policy over personality, and I think if more Americans adopted that, I think our country would get back on back on the right track.
Calm down, Sean. Calm down. I know you're tapping right now, Sean. Calm down.
Oh, I'm calm.
Sean, what are you? Are you a Democrat? Are you offended by that? What's wrong, man?
I'll put it like this. I am a Democrat. There's nothing wrong with that at all, and I have no problem with alternative thoughts, with people have different opinions about certain things, especially if it's based in fact. Most people that have the differences with Obama or the differences with Trump, they do it out of emotional attachments, et cetera, et cetera. But as long as the argument comes from fact, there's no problem with that. So whatever your opinion is or anyone else's opinion that differs from anyone else's, you won't hear me attack that person for that view or that opinion. It may differ from mine, but that is where I go with, from that sense.
And just for the record, I'm an independent, but I did vote for Obama, and I supported him a lot in 08. But he proved who he really was over the 8 years he was president.
Can I say something,
Tisha?
Guys, with that?
Sure.
You got to understand, and I look at it like this. Each president had different things and different times to tackle. I remember when every other house was up for foreclosure during the recession, unemployment, this, that, the next. He was able to extend the unemployment benefits, help people with their homes, not to lose their homes and businesses. So different things happened at different times. You had Bush with Katrina. You had Clinton dealing with things. Right now, Trump has to focus on what he really needs to focus on. It's so much gossip with the Stormy Daniels and things like that that's going on. So he has to tackle the issues that he came in to tackle and not be distracted by the other stuff.
And he's
okay.
Already been put on blast earlier with something that broke on TV.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have a 1-404-921. Are you on the air? You got 4 minutes left. Hello, 404-921? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Going once, going twice, no sale?
Okay. All right, K-Dog, final thought. Go ahead.
Well, final thoughts, all I got to say is this, is that I'm sure everyone has a right to their own opinion, but at the same time, you got to think before you talk, bro. That's all I got to say.
Oh, okay, Tisha.
Strategic marketing is going to make sales. Those numbers are going to go up.
As of Sean Black.
And there are a lot of people that are out there talking about boycotting him and boycotting his music. We'll see from the celebrities that are asking about boycotting him if that translates to his fans backing off. We'll see what happens. Give it a week and we'll see what happens.
Oh, okay. Well, let me try and give. Oh, the call is gone. And the gentleman from Indiana, the floor is yours. What would you like to add for final thought?
Yeah, I'll just say I think people need to be consistent when it comes to when celebrities make statements. If Kanye West had came out and done the typical, liberal celebrity statements and a bunch of Marxist propaganda, no one would have said anything. But because he says something conservative, all of a sudden the media has a hissy fit and the liberals go crazy. So I just think it's kind of funny how it's only one-sided when a lot of these things go down.
Oh, thank you so much. Sir, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate your comments and your thoughts a lot. Please call back again Monday. And I'm ready to hear from you again. Thank you so much and have a good night now.
Yeah, he was great. Have a good night.
Yeah, he was cool.
Thank
he was
you.
Better than that other dude, the other clown. But
of course, K-Dog has to go. Of course,
K-Dog, you had to leave it on a grumpy note. Let's be positive.
No, on a good note.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're positive. Come on,
okay.
Man.
Okay, all right. I got
have
you.
A drink and a smile, people.
All right, my question is for Tisha. 2 minutes left. Okay, with like Sean said earlier, with the Starbucks thing and the woman's in the golf course being kicked out, and the woman from the Wi-Fi house being thing. This trending thing of people getting kicked out and everything. Where is, what's that group called again? Black Lives Matter people? Where are they right now? Why have you not heard from them in these type of things that's going on right now? Is this
maybe we are hearing from them, but the media is not broadcasting it. They're so focused on other bigger stories that they won't give you these stories. I'm sure if we YouTube it, we may see a few things. This is where we talk about journalism, true journalism, and gossiping journalism.
Exactly.
Gossiping journalism is what's out there and what's hitting these news channels for you to be glued to the news all day. Sorry, I'm just watching the news on Monday for the purpose of our show.
Oh, thank you.
That's the war on journalism.
Yeah. That's right.
404-921. Anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
However y'all want to hit it, I don't know how much y'all covered or how much y'all went in on dude or what.
Okay.
It's Nas, though.
What up? Nas, what's up? Well, call in Monday night.
Hey, what's good, Nas,
30.
Man? We ain't hear from you in a minute.
Yes. All right,
yeah,
call in Monday night, Nas.
You know I was gonna set that dude on fire, so it's all
of
good,
course.
Man. We can wait.
I hear you, bro.
I'm serious. Monday night, 10:30, call in Nas, and I give you the floor to talk about Kanye, all right?
Hey, what's up, man? Y'all be easy.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. All right, folks, thanks so much for tuning in to a crazy night of Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am the Hot Rod with Sean Black, Tisha, and K-Dog. And thank you for callers from Indiana and everybody else. Have a good night. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, the pleasure was all Kanye West tonight. Good night, everyone.
Keep watching the news. Maybe you'll learn something nowadays.
Peace out.